Some kind of bulletin. Look, Mr. Dielman, Joe said, cutting him off, hardly ready to issue a bolo on his wife. Maybe she's blowing off steam. I'll bet she comes home apologizing like crazy for making you worry. If she doesn't, we'll take it from there.
Listen to me,
Dielman hissed, his brown eyes flashing.
Jenny's never done anything rash. She's never stayed away overnight. She's never missed a morning at the library, not for any reason, don't you get it?
Joe pressed the tip of her pen to the pad of paper in front of her, creating a smudge of ink on a page that had little else on it. I get that you're worried.
Worried? What if the worst has happened? What if someone's hurt her?
He reached out to grip her forearm.
You have got to do something.
Okay, Joe said.
Okay.
He released her, and she settled back, shifting away.
Let's go over this again and see what we've got to work with. Like I told you, she wasn't there when I got home from work around 7 last evening, and she should have been. She always is.
As he spoke, Joe took notes. The story was easy enough to follow. A 35-year-old woman named Jenny Dielman wasn't where she was supposed to be. The last her husband had heard from her was the previous day in the late afternoon, maybe a few minutes before 5 o'clock. She'd called him at work to tell him she was heading out to shop at the new warehouse club because she'd gotten a free guest pass in the mail and wanted to use it. He'd thought nothing of it, had finished updating some files at his job as an administrator for a large medical practice in North Dallas, and had left work shortly before 7. But Jenny hadn't been home when he'd arrived. She had never come home at all.
Did you try her cell? 6 times,
he replied, staring daggers.
She didn't answer.
How about her Facebook page?
She doesn't have one.
Did you try the warehouse club? Joe asked next. Patrick Dielman exhaled impatiently.
I drove over just before they closed at 10 and scoured the parking lot for her car, but it wasn't there. I talked to the manager, a guy named Owen Ross. He asked if she had a regular membership card, said he could check the computer to see if she used it.
He pulled a pressed handkerchief from the pocket of his Burberry trench coat and wiped his forehead.
But she had that damned guest pass, just a worthless piece of paper.
Still, if she made a purchase with a credit or debit card, we'd know that she got to the store.
Mr. Ross didn't offer that kind of help, detective, not to me.
Dielman added and twisted his handkerchief into a pretzel.
You have a plate number?
Joe jotted down his description of Jenny's vehicle, a red Nissan, and the manager's name, Owen Ross.
How about area hospitals? She suggested.
Maybe Mrs. Dielman was involved in an accident? He shook his head.
I phoned Plainfield Memorial last night and again this morning. I spoke with a nurse in the emergency room and someone in admitting. They assured me no Jennifer Dielman had been seen in the past 24 hours.
Anything else? She asked him, because he'd apparently covered plenty of territory before he'd set foot in the station.
I know she didn't withdraw any cash from the bank because she has access only to our joint checking account, which never has more than a couple $100 in it. I'm in charge of the savings and money market accounts. The credit cards are jointly held, and I already checked them to see if she'd bought a plane ticket to Iowa.
He shook his head.
If she didn't go to her sister's, I can't imagine where she'd be. We keep to ourselves.
It still amazed Joe to hear about housewives who didn't have control over money. It sounded so 1950s, so subservient. A little like being kept in a cage, not something she would ever do willingly. She cocked her head.
You've been very busy, Mr. Dielman. I couldn't just sit around, could I?
Or maybe he didn't trust his wife as much as he professed. She chewed on the pen cap, trying to consider other avenues, if there were any left that Patrick Dielman hadn't covered. Could she have run into someone at the store? Took off for a drink and got too tipsy to drive home? He stared at her like she was crazy.
You don't know her. She would never have stayed away all night without telling me. She isn't that kind of person, and she doesn't get tipsy. She's not supposed to drink at all.
Not supposed to. You're right. I don't know.